For more than a decade, Pam Kahn has monitored the dozens of heron nests at Kiwanis Ravine near Discovery Park in northwest Seattle. The volunteer citizen scientist has kept track of eggs laid, chicks hatched, and fledglings flown, then sent the data to the State Department of Fish and Wildlife for record keeping. But Kahn says this season, eagles have increasingly been disturbing the heron nests in Kiwanis Ravine.
This past week, all of the nests were abandoned by the adult herons and all the remaining eggs, and there were some young chicks on some of the nests, were destroyed or eaten.
Kahn says many of the herons seem to have relocated to a nearby area in Commodore Park, where the number of nests has grown from 6 to 40 in barely a week. But lots of others are still unaccounted for. Biologist Chris Anderson with the Department of Fish and Wildlife says until recent decades, this kind of pressure from predators was pretty normal for herons.
Eagles and other raptor species, birds of prey, you know, their populations were depressed for a while, you know, 30, 40 years back. And now many of those species are recovered or are recovering.
And that means the normal push and pull between eagles and herons is reappearing. If anything, Anderson says, the challenge to both species is loss of habitat to human development. Now, the trick is to locate the missing herons. The nonprofit group Heron Habitat Helpers is asking people around Discovery Park to keep an eye out for signs of nest building, such as herons carrying twigs in their bills, or of new heron nests. Any information about the new whereabouts of the Kiwanis Ravine refugees will help wildlife managers keep up to date on these majestic birds. Liam Moriarty, KPLU News.